Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Last month, a friend of mine in manufacturing asked me which AI agent vendor his company should go with. I turned the question back on him. Are you looking for a tool that automatically generates reports, or a system that can detect production line anomalies on its own and decide how to respond? He paused and said, aren't those the same thing? They're actually very different, and confusing the two can be costly. That's exactly what I want to talk about. AI agent and agentic AI are two distinct things. An agent is task-oriented, with clear boundaries and predictable outputs. Its core value is reliability. Agentic AI, on the other hand, plans on its own, breaks down problems, and adjusts as it goes. Its core value is agency. Choose the wrong architecture, and the whole system rots from the foundation. I've learned this the hard way. When I was building an automated publishing pipeline, I gave it agency at the start. It ended up posting long articles at 3 in the morning and pairing serious pieces with colorful abstract images. Eventually, I realized that publishing requires reliability, not agency. Once I switched to a pure agent model, everything stabilized. But the opposite was true for a debate engine I built. Locking it into a fixed 3-round structure produced weak arguments. Adding agency was what made the quality leap. So here's how I think about it. If the task is well defined, use an agent. If the task is open-ended, use agentic AI. And at critical decision points, put hard checkpoints in place. I call it bridal design. You give the system freedom, but you keep it from going out of control. Once you are clear on which kind of problem you are actually facing, the right answer follows naturally.